Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I know it's not right to laugh at yourself, but I love doing it. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of the show, part of this. Just part of the process, part of the learning process, part of understanding what it takes to get out there and fight and win. That's basically what I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to give you the tools, the understanding of what to do when you get out there, what to do when you're trying to push back and help keep this country great and keep building on. We ain't done yet, as to use my best English. There's still a lot that needs to be done. You know, you hear me talk about it on the show every night. Since President Trump's got in, yes, things have gotten better, but he can't take care of everything. He needs us, as, if you'll pardon the term, foot soldiers to help him know what's going on, to push back, to fight back. That's why you have groups like Pacific Justice Institute that are willing to step up, all right, and make a difference, make it happen, as we say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I missed it yesterday because I was out watching No Safe Spaces. You know, Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla put this thing together. And you hear it, put the movie together. You hear it on this show pretty much every night. There was very little of that movie that was new to me because we do so much of it. But when you see it strung together the way it was strung together, the way they showed you how this has been, they've been working at this for years. But the thing that astounded me was how many conservatives in that movie theater walked out saying, I didn't know. I wasn't aware. And you have to stop and think to yourself, these aren't stupid people. They're listening to people like Dennis Prager. They're listening to Larry Elder. They're listening to these guys that are on this all the time. Right? But Veterans Day, and I was kind of confused too. I'll tell you something. I'm a separatist, if you would. Right? A Memorial Day, we honor those men and women who fought for us, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice. And I got that. It's easy for a simpleton like myself to understand that. But on Veterans Day, they were honoring those who also died. And I was thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. We have a day for them, right? Veterans Day to me was for all those men and women who had fought to stand up and be recognized, to be thanked. And a lot of them don't like it. I realize that. Most of the military people I know that are vets that have, you know, have already gone, they're up in age, they don't want all this. And I would love, you know, some of you, I need you to call in. I'm curious to hear. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to hear what you have to say about the state of politics. Now, I don't want you to get political with me. And some of you are going to call and say, well, you know, I fought for your ability to be stupid, to say the things you say and that kind of stuff. Okay, for you to burn the flag or trample. But I want to know from the heart, is that really what you fought for? I mean, some of you military men, I know you love that flag. You know what it represents. Does it hurt your heart to see what these young people or Americans that just don't get what was given on that day, what truly was sacrificed during the wars, not that day, but during the wars for them. Now, you know that some of you are old enough to remember, I don't think you were there at this point, but you remember, that it originated as Armistice Day, right? November 11th, 1919, it was the first anniversary of the end of World War I. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11th became the national holiday beginning in 1938. Now, unlike Memorial Day, which is the one that confused me, Veterans Day paid tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially gives thanks to the living veterans who served their country. You know? And there is no distinction between wartime and peacetime, right? There isn't any, oh, you served in 1981, we didn't have any wars, sit down. We don't do that. Because they signed up willing to go. They signed up to take whatever assignment they needed to take to make us successful, to keep us safe. Really that easy. Now, for some of you who are a little slow, Veterans Day happens every year. And it's celebrated on November 11th. It's in honor of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. It's when it signaled the end of World War I. That's why it's known as Armistice Day. Now, President Eisenhower, in 1954, he changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. In 68, the Uniform Holiday Bill was passed by Congress, which moves the celebration of Veterans Day to the fourth Monday in October. The law went into effect in 71, but in 75, President Ford returned Veterans Day to November 11th due to the historical significance. Thank you, President Ford. I mean, we don't do things just to do things. There's more to it than that sometimes, all right? Not everything is just ceremonial. Some things mean something to people. And Veterans Day encompasses all wars, veterans from all of them. Great Britain, France, Australia, Canada, they also commemorate the veterans of World War I and World War II. But not all of them do them on November 11th. Canada has Remembrance Day. Britain has Remembrance Sunday. In Europe, Great Britain, and the Commonwealth countries, they observe 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. every November 11th. That's kind of cool. And on Veterans Day, Memorial Day, Arlington National Cemetery holds an annual memorial service. The cemetery is home to graves of over 400,000 people, almost all of them served in the military. Military men, and you know what? If those Freedom From Religion freaks or the ACLU, whatever they're called, had their way, they'd have all those crosses down in those cemeteries. No thank you. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Some of you vets. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die high in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back.
What's going on here, right?
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. As I said to you, you know what, if you're a veteran and you have been, you've served in the, I don't care, World War II, whatever it is, in Afghanistan, wherever you've served, first of all, I want to thank you for your service. And secondly, I want to talk to you tonight about the state of what's going on in this country where we're mostly young people, and I'm not putting down young people. Young people don't really understand what you did for us, what you were protecting, and what it means for their freedom today. Truly how it has an effect on why they can say what they want to say, do what they want to do on college campuses, swear at cops, however you want to look at it. The freedoms they have is because of those old guys and gals that they're making fun of that were veterans. Anyway, we've got Larry Lester's on the line with me. And Larry, first, thank you for your service. And secondly, I've got a lot of questions for you guys. I mean, I think that today there's a lot of groups that don't honor our veterans, that don't really understand what they did for us. They're just a bunch of old Army guys that sit around talking about the war days. First of all, most soldiers I know, like yourself, you're not a warmonger. It's not something that you look forward to doing, right?
No. No, it's that's not at all what it is. I mean, basically we went in. I graduated. I was halfway through college, and I was basically drafted. And then I decided I wasn't going to be drafted, that I'd go ahead and enlist. And that's when I became a helicopter pilot. And spent most, my whole family, my dad was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. My brother was in the Air Force. My mom was even in the Air Force. They were both at Pearl Harbor during the Blitz. So, I mean, it just seemed kind of natural after that to just say, okay, let's go, you know?
Yeah.
And got to the point where I was going to, I finished up advanced infantry and then went into helicopter and got out of Fort Rucker. And from there went over to Korea and was flying the Z and basically perfecting a nuclear base that we had there with a bunch of nukes and stuff.
Wow.
So basically that's where I spent my time for the most part. My brother was in Nam. I was in Korea. We managed to meet one time in Taiwan on leave. But it was a really good time in my life, too, because it really taught me a lot about people.
Well, what I want to get to is this. When you listen to the young kids, and again, I'm not, let's be clear, I'm not picking on these young people, but there's a reality here. They really don't understand what you did. They don't understand the freedom that you actually did fight for. They wouldn't be able to do some of the things they're doing today. When you see people burning flags, tramping on flags, you know, talking about those warmongers that are overseas just looking for the oil. And again, I realize you fought for their freedom to do these kind of things, but deep down inside, when you look at this, does it hurt your heart?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're naive. They're totally naive. And they're all filled up with bluster, and they think that they know what's going on, but they really don't.
And you actually saw the real oppression of people that you were fighting for. You saw the real oppression of what was going on you know, out there in other countries. They have no clue as to what real oppression is, do they?
No, they really need to spend some time in some of these countries to find out what it's really like. You know, what the world, I mean, they have so much, and they don't understand at all what they really have. They've got, it's pathetic.
And people are going to think that all I want to do is beat on these kids, and I don't. I want them to, here's my problem. I think there's two things. We don't have enough real vets in Congress. I think that's a big problem. That's my personal opinion. Second is we don't have enough vets in homes where there are young people so they can talk and they can ask questions and they can find out for real what their uncle, what their aunt, what their grandfather went through and the stuff that he saw, the suffering that he really saw. That's why I get so irritated when I see these young people discounting those wars, discounting what we went and did for their, my joke is for their freedom to be stupid and say what they want to say. But again, a lot of the vets I talk to, I see the sadness in them because they, not that they want to be recognized, but they're feeling bad that some of these kids have lost the understanding of what the fight was really all about, you know?
Well, the main thing that I think is that you really don't understand the freedoms that they have. That's the real problem. I mean, free speech and being able to speak your mind is something that a lot of these countries, and we're losing it right now. We're literally losing free speech.
Oh, yeah.
The ability to be able to say what we want. The colleges, I mean, I taught at a college, and it was something that, I mean, even then, you had to be sort of couched in what you said, because the kids just could not even comprehend what you're talking about. You know, there's the free speech zones now that we have, you know. There are no free speech.
They have to, no. They have to make a free speech zone. This is the thing that always confuses me. We have free speech. Why do you have to make a zone for it, right? So listen, before we run out of time, I want you to speak to some of these young people from your heart. Tell them what you'd like them to know. Why they should cherish what that flag stands for. They should cherish the people that went in front of them and fought for them.
Well, it's hard to kind of put in words where you're really at. It's just, you feel like you had to do something, because if you didn't do it, it was going to be gone. What's happening now is that it's going away inch by inch. We're losing it just in minute detail, but it's constant. It's just being chipped away constantly. And because they've never seen what true communism does, what true socialism is, they really don't understand. And the only time you understand it is when you're trapped. And then they really start. And why do you think these people are coming here? Why do you think that is? Because they know damn well that if they, you know, it's the only way they're going to be able to exist.
No, agreed. They do know it's the only way they're going to be to exist. All right, Larry, thanks so much. I appreciate your time with us tonight. I appreciate your service. I really do. And you know what? People, reach out. You see somebody like him out there, or you young people, reach out. Find out why he fought and why he went into the service to protect you. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is touting the economy in a New York speech. The president told the Economic Club of New York his administration delivered on promises and exceeded expectations by a very wide margin, saying they created 7 million jobs.
We beat predictions by more than 3 times.
the highest estimate that I saw during the campaign.
The actual numbers showed job creation was closer to 6 million. The president says part of the turnaround was to get rid of what he called disastrous trade deals.
In short, the failed political class sold out American workers, sold out American prosperity, and sold out the American dream.
The president also said the economy could be even stronger without the influence of the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a...
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks for joining me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, if you don't want emails, you want text alerts. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's fine. Whatever works for you, whatever makes you happy. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I so much appreciate your time with me. Look, one of the things that have always irked me, and I mean always irked me, is when young people really don't understand what our veterans did for us, what they fought for. And I know some of them are tired of hearing, yeah, I know, they fought for our freedom. Until you're running around, what is it, 70% of kids in college now would be fine with socialism and or communism. When they really don't understand what it is, they don't understand what the fight was all about. My cousin put up a picture of my Uncle Tony, who died quite a few years ago, and he fought in World War II. And he was a very proud Italian who fought in World War II in Germany. All right? And he came back with what was referred to at the time as shell-shocked. Right? We call it PTSD. George Carlin does a piece on it, which I think is great. Look it up someday. But he came back from that war, and you could tell that there was damage done. But he was proud of, and he would have changed it for the world. And we knew what he fought for. We heard these guys talking. They were around then. So we heard the kind of things they saw, the kind of real oppression that they saw, what they were fighting for. I think that's gone. We don't have enough of them. And the ones that are here now that have fought in the more recent wars or what have you, they are not talking about it. They're not letting these kids know what they fought for, what they saw, what real oppression was. But I'll tell you what, and I know I'm going to get slapped for this later, but most of the Marines I talk to will say the same thing. And they always use sir. Stop using sir. I'm not that old. But they always say the same thing. They fought for your freedom to be stupid. They fought for your freedom to love or hate that flag. They fought for your freedom to speak for the government or against the government. My God. I mean, that just frosts me on the inside, but I know what they're saying. They fought for the freedoms that this country affords you. Anyway, it's just amazing to me. We have, and I know this guy, but this is not what this is all about. He's a veteran. Mike Garcia joins me right now, and Mike, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I know you're a vet, and I want to thank you for your service, and I mean that sincerely. And you're my kind of guy, though. You're a fighter pilot. I mean, any guy that's in the air is a real a real soldier, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, again, I want to thank you for your service. And you're still a young guy. So
I am, and I'll say thank you, sir, to that. That makes me feel young. So there you go, Joe. I am relatively young. You know, I'm in my early 40s, and in my case, it's the mileage. But a lot of good experience with that mileage, and definitely some great life experiences there along the way.
But you got to see a different life. You got to see and know what was going on overseas, going on in other parts of the world. They don't have the same freedoms we have. And when you're with some of these young people, you're running for office right now. We'll talk about that more later. I'll discuss it more later. But when you're talking to these young people, do they really understand what goes on overseas, what goes on in other countries, and the oppression that really happens?
Encouraged somewhat by how it's starting to become a little bit a higher level of awareness among the younger generations. I think it wasn't until recently where we started seeing things get as bad as they were in areas like Venezuela and Hong Kong now recently, and all over the news and social media. I agree with the basic premise that, you know, overall I think we as a nation have lost an appreciation for our history and where we came from and the lessons learned. You know, almost every word in the Constitution comes from, you know, some infringement of our rights as human beings and as our rights as Americans. So I do think as a whole, our entire population has sort of lost an appreciation for that, those values. My hope and my desire is that the veterans, it's hard to believe, but since 9/11, we've been, you know, involved in warfare now, 18 years. So you have veterans from, you know, post 9/11 that are anywhere from 18 years old all the way up to their early 60s now, you know, senior members who were in their 40s fighting after 9/11 are now in their 60s. So the hope and desire is that these folks do share their stories, and they do share what they saw in countries like Afghanistan and Iraq and, you know, Syria and several of the other low-intensity conflicts that we've been witnessing, because it really is bad out there. I've seen the world, and we definitely do live in the best nation on the entire planet and in the history of this entire planet. So we can't take it for granted, and we really do need to understand how quickly things can change.
But, Mike, I grew up in a house of some very proud Italian men that went and fought in the war. And they talked about what they saw. They talked about what they saw in Germany. They talked about what they saw all over Europe. And it gave us, you know, at first it's just the old guys talking about the war, but you start hearing them, you know, talking alone, and you realize what they went through. And you realize that they knew that if there wasn't freedom in Europe, eventually there wasn't going to be freedom here. Those guys are missing. Those stories are missing. That appreciation is missing. I mean, how would you get that across to the young people today who...
I think we just need to, as vets, we need to start talking about it more and having those conversations. I think one of the differences between the prior wars and what we've seen in the last 18 years especially is, you know, during World War II, your uncles went off to serve for a year, maybe 2 years, and then they came home and they were done.
Right.
Nowadays, the average soldier, you know, Marine and Army especially, they're getting deployed anywhere from 4 to 6 times over the course of a 12-year career. So so that PTSD and I call it the divergence from everyday Americans is tougher for them. And, you know, that's why we see the high suicide rates as well. But I do think that it's therapeutic for veterans to talk to each other, but also to the average citizen and really have those conversations about what they saw, why they served, because in many cases the more passionate lessons actually come from veterans when you ask them, why did you do this? Why were you willing to enlist and serve multiple tours of combat and sacrifice either, you know, physically part of your body or your family and your quality of life for such a long period of time? And when you hear a veteran explain that call to service, that it's not only inspiring, but it's also a great lesson on why we are the greatest nation and why it's important to continue to support and defend that Constitution so passionately.
Yeah. Now, Mike, I know you didn't call to discuss your candidacy to the for the 25th Congressional District, and I will have you back on to discuss that in the future, but I wish more guys like you, more veterans, were stepping up to take their place in Congress, because I again, personal opinion, got no stats on this, but I think more veterans need to be in Congress, because unlike some people on the left believe, I mean, they've said it, they've posted it, they think that military men are just interested in war, and the reality is that most of you guys I talk to, the last thing you want is war, correct?
Yeah, you know, that's absolutely the case, Joe. There's nothing that the average veteran, the last thing he wants to do is have to go back to war. And in my case, the last thing I want to do is to send my kids into conflict. That is the reason I'm running. You know, in the next 8 to 10 years, there's going to be decisions made in Congress and in D.C. that will directly affect my son, who's now 13 years old, when he becomes old enough to serve in the military. So, you know, it scares me to see people who are in it for the wrong reasons. You know, politicians doing it for either ulterior motives or for agendas that are being pushed on them. I do believe veterans make the greatest members of Congress, and frankly, their leadership skills and their experiences give them a sense of patriotism and perspective that we really don't understand until you see it firsthand. So, you know, to me, the definition of a politician is someone who can't make it in the real world without being part of politics, you know, and I think the veterans especially have proved to the world and to our country that they're more than capable of being successful in life and serving their country, but they're doing it not because they're politicians, but because it's the right.
Well, Mike, you fought for the freedom of capitalism too, and that music means I'm going to commercial to make a few bucks. I want to thank you for your
thank you for your
service, and we'll have you on at some point in time. We'll have you guys on to discuss why you're running, what you're running for, how you're going to change things. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yep. Joe Mancini, your host, just in the real side. A lot more coming up after the break. Talk more about our veterans and why they matter. We'll be back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm going to skip it anyway. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Because I really think if you get informed, you get engaged, and you listen to both sides, you know, of the argument, then you get a feel. I mean, you don't have to agree with the other person. Do we all agree with that? Seriously. You don't have to agree, but we should be able to sit there and speak with each other. Talk with each other. Not talk at, but talk to, talk with. Again, if you know, last night, and I will have the interviews chopped up for you tomorrow. But if you go, not if you, you will go see No Safe Spaces, okay? I mean, you have to. Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And you know, it's a documentary, basically. And it shows you what's going on, not just on college campuses, but all over the place. Especially in this country, when it comes to freedom of speech. No other country, we hear that other countries have freedom of speech, but it's not true. When you start going down the list, some of them, there's caveats in that freedom of speech. If it incites violence, well, what does that mean? Yeah, I got a guy at a bar. I have too many beers. I incite him to beat me up, and then we start a bar on brawl. Are we all under arrest and go to jail for life? What's the deal? In some countries where if you insult the king, you could be beheaded. Otherwise, freedom of speech is fine. I mean, seriously. And if you think about that, again, it was brought up in the movie, and Prager talks to a bunch of young kids, well, I say a bunch, five or six of them. What are the limits? What are, hey, matter of fact, one young lady says to him, I'm not giving away the whole movie, it's 90 minutes. One young lady, obviously knowing that he was Jewish, brought up the Nazis, the American Nazis, or whatever you want to call them. You know, white supremacist skinheads, whatever the terminologies they are using today. And he said, and she said, I would want that speech curtailed. And he said, I'm a Jew. And he went through his history and he said, I would never want that speech stifled. I want people to hear that hate. I want people to see what they have to say and who they are. And then he said, there's such a small, minor part of the community of the country. There's such a small percentage of the country. They really can't do any harm anymore unless we allow them to. But he's got a point. You want to see the ugliness. You want to see where these people are, what they're pushing. At least that's how, and I feel the same way he does. I want to know what these people are thinking. I want to know where they're, I don't want to do them harm. I want to see where they're at though. I want to know what they're doing. Alan Dershowitz, a Jew, says he's more afraid of his own people than he is of any right-wing conservative or conservative group. And you'll have to go to the movie to see why. But you see more and more campuses where they were giving up freedom of speech rights to cause, because they wanted to keep peace and stop the violence. The problem is they didn't keep peace. They didn't stop the violence. They actually ratcheted up the violence. And free speech basically went away at that point. And whether some of you know it or not, Berkeley, the bastion of free speech, the one that started it all, the one that fought for it all, is now one of the worst places to try to have a free speech dialogue even. So what does that tell you? And again, I'm not beating on our young people. This is not a pound on young people hour. But they are the ones. They are the ones that are having a problem with this. They are the ones that want to kill that free speech. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, with election time coming up, there's a lot of Republicans that are not rerunning for office. Now, some people say it's just because they're old or whatever. I got to tell you something. My personal opinion, I only got a couple of minutes left here. My personal opinion is most of them, the majority of them, they don't want the fight. And I say to a degree, good riddance. I hope we have people to replace them, but good riddance. This election is going to be one of the most, I mean, I know we've said this before in the past, and look what's happened when we don't come through. Look what happened this time, we didn't come through. You know, you always Trumpers, or you Trump supporters, you are the worst in coming out at the primaries. You have got to come out in the primaries. You have to come out in big numbers. You have to make sure the right people get targeted or get chosen. You vote for them. In California, we have what's called a guerrilla primary. The two biggest vote getters, they get to the general election. So most of our districts are heavy Dem. We have plenty of times where two Democrats are running for office. Republican doesn't stand a chance. We need to get out and vote. We need to step it up. So you Trumpers that want to make sure he gets back in again, that's great. What if he loses the House and the Senate? He's useless. He won't be able to get anything done. Look at it now. He's barely got what he needs, and look at it now. Or actually, even before this, we had a do-nothing Congress. Paul Ryan was one of the worst things that happened to this party. That's right, you heard it. If you guys remember back in 2014, for those of you who were listening to the show at the time, I said he was the first pass, if you would, at progressive republicanism. I saw him as a progressive. Now we find out a year later, he actually worked against Donald Trump in last year's election. He wasn't going to do anything to make sure the president got supported, got the help he needed. This is why I say to you, you don't vote for an R just because he or she is an R. We need to set these people up ahead of time. I have, the further in I've gotten to the Republican Party, the further I have seen how many rhinos we actually have. People that will tell you from the stump what they're willing to do, how they're willing to fight for you, what they believe in. And when that curtain is closed, you can't tell the difference between them and a Democrat. Seriously. So if you want to win, if you honestly want to win, and you want to strengthen the foundation of this country, or what we're building on, you need to make sure solid Republicans get in the Senate and in the House. We need to get the president the support he needs to be able to build a wall all the way through. And, you know, here's another thing the Dems are doing. Look at all the distractions. They're going to come out and tell you that he didn't build any new wall. He built walls where there are already walls. I mean, if you've seen those 1955 movies where they have, they have the wood and then they have the barbed wire across the wood, right? And they make it, 8, 10, 12 feet deep, so it's really hard to go through quickly. Yeah, that's what we had. I'm not joking, I'm serious. We didn't even have that much. 8-foot walls with barbed wire on the top of them, 10-foot walls with barbed wire, right? A lot of those walls did get replaced. So technically, I guess, all he did was upgrade, fix, or replace walls we already had. So what? Look at how much the numbers have dropped. Look at how many people have gone back. Why is that so bad? No, really, why would that be so bad? Now, when we think about this, the only way you're going to get the wall built the rest of the way, and properly. You know, it's really funny because the Democrats kept screaming about, it has to be electronics. We have to have cameras. We have to have. Well, guess what? They did build. The private company that built that wall, they got permission to build the wall. They do have cameras, and they have sensors in the road, and they have automatic lights, and they have a drive area that the Border Patrol can drive along. And I think I probably have my numbers mixed up because I do that a lot. But, I mean, what used to take them 30 minutes to get to an area, by then the people were long gone. Well, now it only takes them like 5 minutes to get there. Because they have a concrete way, a drive, if you would, to get there. The place is lit up. More security. Cameras show people coming over. And they built it, I don't know what it was for, about 40% of what the government could build it for. Which is why we say sometimes, privatize the darn thing. Get the government out of the way. Sometimes you get so much more, you get more bang for your buck in some areas. People get all nervous. They think Republicans want to privatize everything. Not true. I want to privatize a lot because of how much money the government wastes. I'm a senior host. This is The Real Side. Again, if you're a vet, I want to hear how you feel about what's going on today. I want to hear how you feel about what's happening in the political environment. I'm a senior host. This is The Real Side on GCA Live. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. If you leave it, you can always get us online. We'll be back in a little bit.